Well, we've got to start with the deadlines that you or your clients have got to be prepared to meet in order to avoid interest charges, penalty charges, or paying tax that should have been deducted. The first one is a payment deadline. The statutory deadline, the final date to pay any 2007-08 PAYE income tax, Class 1 national insurance contributions, and CIS tax deducted from subcontractor payments, is the 19th of April 2008. That is the statutory deadline, but this year it's a Saturday and the revenue want payment made in their account by the 19th. So we've effectively got to work to the 18th of April deadline. The alternative is for large employers who have to make mandatory electronic payments, and they have a deadline of the 22nd of April 2008. That also applies to smaller employers who voluntarily pay electronically. Failing to meet either of these payment deadlines will result in an interest charge, and that could be expensive. The next key date, looking forward, is the 19th of May 2008. That is the statutory deadline for submission of PAYE and NIC end-of-year returns, the P35, the P14, the P38A. These are forms that we'll talk about in a little while. HMRC has an extra statutory concession number B46, which basically says that automatic penalties will only be imposed if the returns are received after Tuesday the 27th of May 2008. It effectively gives an extra 7 working days, but really you should work to the 19th of May deadline. Moving on, the 31st of May 2008 is the final date for supplying a P60, the Certificate of Pay, Income Tax and National Insurance Contributions, that has to be given to any employee that was in the employment at the 5th of April, the last day of the tax year. I emphasise that if they were in employment on the last day of the tax year, 5th of April 2008, they must be given a P60. They shouldn't be given a P60 if they left during the tax year, because then they will have had a P45 Part 1A for them to complete their tax returns with. They can be given duplicate P60s, something that wasn't possible in the past, but they should be marked duplicate. Moving on to July, the 6th of July 2008, an important date for a number of reasons. First of all, it's the final date for submission of forms P11D and P9D to your tax office or your client's tax office, and for providing similar information to employees. They should either receive a copy of the P11D, or a memo, a statement, something to tell them what expenses and benefits that they've had and are being reported on the P11D. But again, note that the deadline this year is a Sunday, so we have to work to Friday the 5th of July. The 6th of July 2008 is also a deadline for third-party providers of taxable expenses and benefits to notify the recipients of those benefits. Now, let me explain that to you. You may have firms that sell their products through large stores like Harrods, Debenhams, Boots, House of Fraser, what have you. They may provide incentives to the employees of those stores, employees that are employed by Boots and Harrods, not by the suppliers. If they give taxable vouchers, could even be something like a holiday, to these people, they have to tell them what they've given them in terms of the cash equivalent or the value of the benefit, and the deadline is the 6th of July. Another example might be garages selling their cars using hire purchase, where the finance company might provide some incentives, and again, have to notify that, unless they've used a tax reward scheme, which is not really a payroll year-end issue for us now. The 6th of July deadline is also important if an employer has a PAYE settlement agreement. Let me explain what that is. It's an agreement with HMRC, with the revenue, whereby the employer picks up the tax liability for a taxable expense payment. Taxis from work to the station to go home. A Christmas party that's over the exemption limit and is taxable. A birthday party, some other reward, something that might go into a PAYE settlement agreement because the employer doesn't want to put it on a P11D or put it through the payroll for the employee. Well, the deadline to register such an agreement is the 6th of July 2008 in respect of last tax year 2007-08. It's also a deadline by which a PSA agreement can be amended. So when you're doing the end of year returns, if you pick up anything that needs to go in a PSA, which hasn't been there before, time to amend it. That's the important point. Moving on to another very key date, the statutory deadline for making the final payment of Class 1A National Insurance Contribution on benefits in kind, taken from the P11Ds, the total of Class 1A National Insurance of all the P11Ds submitted to HMRC, the statutory deadline is the 19th of July 2008. But again, it's a Saturday this year, so we need to be working towards a Friday, the 18th of July 2008 deadline to get that very important return in and to get the payment made and avoid an interest charge. As with the other payments, there is an extended deadline, the 22nd of July 2008, for electronic payments made to HMRC. So bear that in mind if you're going to miss the 19th of July deadline. The 19th of October 2008 is the payment deadline for the income tax and Class 1B national insurance liability that arises on a PAY settlement agreement. So the grossed up expenses and benefits and the national insurance tax is due, NIC is due, by the 19th of October 2008. Remember that in terms of getting the computations into HMRC, again to avoid an interest charge arising.